You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. It is Thursday's edition of the podcast. Hopefully you can join us for all of the live racing from 12:20pm. James Millman is alongside Leona Mayer and Craig Forsyth in the Racing Radio studio. Got action at Market Race in Ludlow and Wincanton in the afternoon. And then Newcastle, they have a Twilight card running from 3:55 through until 7:25. So as I say, we get underway at 12:20 on Thursday. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me, tasked with finding a couple of winners for us on Thursday, is Tom Morley. Tom, how are you?
Not bad, thank you, Sam.
Yep, feels like an age since we've done a podcast together, Tom.
It does. It doesn't feel like an age since I've done a podcast.
No.
I do seem to, whenever I'm here, I seem to be on it.
Your own worst enemy in that respect, though, Tom, because you prepare so thoroughly for them that when you're in, there's just no other option. We've got to have Tom on the podcast.
It's that organised, is it?
Well, it is, yeah. Absolutely, pages of notes. And we don't get this from the rest of the riffraff, Tom. No one takes it as seriously as you do.
Well, I like to find a winner or two.
Ah, no,
it's good for me, as much as, you know, it helps my own self.
Yeah.
I'm ahead of the game.
You are, you know.
Hopefully.
A day in advance.
Yeah.
Probably the first time we've sat down in a recorded environment in 2019, Tom. And I just wanted to... Well, to ask you a question, I suppose. Is it a case of new year, new you? Because from the looks of social media, you've been racing, well, a couple of times over the last month, which is
not me.
Slightly out of the norm for you.
Absolutely.
New Year's resolution?
It was a sort of a New Year's resolution. I did promise, in particular, I promised my mother that I would take her racing more this year. It's always, you know, I go and buy a load more horses, and then I go, yeah, but I promise I'll take you racing. We'll see if it lasts past about February. but I, to be honest, I ought to go a little bit more.
Yes.
I'm not planning to suddenly be going up and down the country for every runner, because I do want to do something else with my life. But, yeah, a little bit more.
Mm. Where have you been going mainly? Chelmsford?
Chelmsford, because that's close.
Yeah.
And because it's country roads as well, so the traffic generally doesn't go. You know, if you see me going down to Kempton or Lingfield and trying the M25, should we
be taking note then?
Well, when I saw Shamshon win at Chelmsford, that was the first winner I'd seen since 2017. So
really?
I missed all 32 last year. So obviously I missed 220 something losers,
yes,
as well, probably, but
if you're not there, you can't see them then. So
no exactly, yeah. But I think it'd be fair to say that I wouldn't choose to go racing if I thought we had zero chance.
Right, okay.
I don't think it's a question of if I'm racing it means
it's a certainty.
Or definitely get on, but I can't see myself, like, I mean, I'm not sure I'd have gone to Kempton last night anyway, but I personally didn't. I know Compass Scooby was second favourite or whatever. I personally didn't fancy him at all,
right,
in the race. And, you know, it would have, even if I had, I probably wouldn't have gone. But I definitely wouldn't have gone.
Yes. If you didn't.
Suspected it, things would probably not go our way. So, unfortunately, I was right. Quite like being wrong sometimes.
Well, yeah. In those scenarios,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. But there we go. So yeah, no, I'm hopefully I will go a bit more, and hopefully I'll go to a bit more than just Chelmsford.
Yes.
As much as I like Chelmsford.
Yes, indeed. Did you go up and collect the prize for Chelmsford?
I did.
Or did you outsource that particular
job? No, I did manage to get myself the 10 metres from that. But to be fair, I was pretty... Well, we had Becca in the race as well.
Right.
And I think Becca, well, I do have a gripe. I don't know what I've done to upset the Weatherby's draw machine. But honestly, I'm not even getting just half dodgy draws.
Yeah.
I mean, I see Hannah Katoba's drawn 6 out of 6 again. I mean, that horse every time is getting the outside draw. Becker was drawn widest of all. Swift Approval drawn widest of all. The only horse that actually gets a relatively low draw now and again is Shamshon, who doesn't need it.
Right.
I've definitely upset someone. So I am a bit peeved with that.
An owner moaning about his draws. What a new phenomenon this is.
At least put me one inside the outside one. Sometime. I mean, it is ironic. I mean, come Scooby last night, that was 6 out of 6. I know 6 doesn't seem very high, but it's still no cover. It's still
as bad
as it could be.
Yes. Yeah, even in a small field, it's still out on the wing, isn't it?
So I've upset someone. Well, I've probably upset lots of people, but...
Yeah. Speaking of Chelmsford as well, you must be buoyed, obviously, by the amount of prize money that's there and the continuation, I suppose, the dedication from Chelmsford and the powers that be there to keep up with this. Not only prize money, but they seem to be doing plenty of things. It's a forward-thinking course. And of course, as we know in everything, cash is the bottom line, and the prize money always stands up to inspection there.
It's great. And it's sort of... Not only does it say how good they are, but it's embarrassing for some of the other tracks and some of the other people who run the other tracks. Because you're right, Chelmsford is just different gravy to the rest of them. I don't get it. I mean, you know, you compare it to...
It's ahead of some Group 1 tracks,
isn't it? Well, I mean, Newmarket's prize money, other than the big races and the big days, especially if you get one of those music nights.
Yes.
It's horrendous. So I wish people, you know, would take a leaf out of Chelmsford's book. I quite like people to perhaps not run all their horses at Chelmsford, because I quite like winning a bit. But, you know, not surprisingly, people do want to run there. And it's handy for us as well, being a local track. So I've got nothing bad to say about Chelmsford at all.
Let's turn attention on to some of the action coming up on Thursday, and a couple of races picked out by Tom. No real surprise, they both come up on the all-weather at Newcastle. The 4:25 is where we're going to start with a Class 7 handicap here over a mile. Obviously, Class 7s, as we know, Tom, are the lowest of the low in terms of grade, but for a Class 7, this isn't that bad.
Well, it isn't, and the likely short price favourite in the race, I think, is bound to be one of the Irish Raiders, To Seek. I hope I pronounced it right. But this horse had shown, to be honest, nothing in Ireland, really, in maidens. But this month, it's come over to this country, ran well over further at Wolverhampton, finished fourth, then just 3 days later came out on top over Shorter in a very moderate handicap, gets no penalty because it was an apprentice race. I mean, his chances are obvious to see with the same jockey on board today. But it is a longer trip, it is a different track, and he does have to confirm his form in what will be his third run in 13 days. And he's going to be at quite a short price. So I just felt that, you know, there'd be a little opening here to try and find something as an each-way alternative against it. And you may well, you know, unless it's very heavily backed, you may well actually be rewarded with a greater return, even if it comes only place. So... The horse I'm going to go for is Little Choosy, and there were a couple of potentials, but Little Choosy is a pretty gallant old mare. I mean, had most of 2018 off, but ran well at Wolverhampton on her first run back, then came to this track in November, and she was a really game winner. Nothing wrong with that performance at all. Handicapper was pretty kind too. I think she had little chance next time over a sprint trip at Southwell, and then showed little again on the Fibre Sand just before Christmas, but I think she'll appreciate coming back to this track. Obviously, it certainly served her no harm at the end of last year. I think she'll appreciate the lower grade race as well. And I think Little Choosy can put up a strong performance. I think she offers a bit of value against the likely favourite. And she's actually drawn next door to that horse. So, you know, she can keep that well within her eyesight. And then if we go through some of the rest of the runners in the race... There's plenty of, I think we could say, deadwood. I mean, Effinoc Fizz is an interesting one just because it's got Luke Morris on board. I mean, that attracts attention itself. But the reality is the horse has shown next to nothing in most of its races in Ireland. But this is a weaker race. And I guess, you know, you've got to watch the market and see if there's a heap of support for it. Irish Times hardly beat a horse on first restarts, but did show... Much more in the summer on handicap debut at Lingfield, but we haven't seen him since June, so that wouldn't be for me. Miss Bates, 0 from 18. probably a place potential there. Because, I mean, she did, for instance, back in October, finish second. Not as good since, but had an excuse when getting hit in the face with a whip last time. So I think Miss Bates will rival Little Choosy for at least a place attempt. Other than that, Ruled by the Moon, I haven't seen that since August, and that was running poorly at the time. Cold Fire, second run for this trainer, but shown little on the course for ages. Wide Acclaim gets some cheek pieces, but never beats many. Harbour Patrol finished behind to Seek last time at Wolverhampton. I think I'm not sure about the step up in trip to me, but I guess at least it's got some sort of form. Song of Summer ran well at Southall in November, but usually finds a few too good, and I think wants shorter. Our Mannequin Echo swapped trainers recently. Ran reasonably well at Southall last time. Much, I think, will depend on whether he takes to this track. But, I mean, that's enough one that could creep into the places. Moonbeak Creek ran poorly the other day and usually wants shorter. Fox Rush takes time. First time Eye Shield, but is 0 from 25. I mean, he's another one he might plod on into a place. And Shandon, yeah, I mean, most of that one's form suggests last is probably more likely than first. So I think Little Choosy, who certainly has some form in the book at this track and is just a nice old horse, really, back in this grade, I think certainly has a good potential to at least get a place.
Little Choosy, then, the selection each way in the 4.25 race at Newcastle. For Tom, we go on to the 5.55. This is another handicap over a mile, but a slightly better level of race here, albeit we've got less runners, but the quality certainly improved from our previous contest.
Yeah, definitely. And my selection here is going to be Gloria Paris. I mean, moved to this yard for 20 grand back in October. First run for these connections at Chelmsford a month later was just beaten into second place. I mean, it was wide throughout that day. It was keen. You know, it did pretty well to get so close to winning, I thought. Then you've got to bear in mind the winner of that race, Pinata, then demolished the opposition at Kempton's, now rated 90. I mean, that alone suggests there ought to be more to come from this one. Gloria Paris did win at Chelmsford afterwards, start of December, comfortable victory. And at the start of this month, went back to that track. I think, again, a bit too keen. I was a bit disappointed, in honesty, that he couldn't get to challenge the leaders. But I think he underperformed a bit that day. And then last week, at this track, Newcastle sent off favourite to gain amends. I don't think more could have gone wrong if they'd tried, really. You know, everything went wrong. He reared, lost several lengths at the start. Then he pulled like a train and, well, he'd hit the front after two furlongs, which, having missed the brake bus so far, well, we all know what was going to happen after that. He ran out of fuel. I can't see, really, I don't think it's feasible as much can go wrong this time. And I maintain he's still handicapped to strike again. And of his rivals, I mean, Fayez is running all right, but generally over further than this. Doesn't look that well handicapped, seems to prefer bigger fields. Malaspina had a go over hurdles last month, but swiftly returned to a previous trainer because that experiment was far from successful. But actually, Malaspina's not been in the best of form on the flat either, so I think questions for that one. Stablemate Sheila's Treat has a cracking win-to-run ratio thanks to winning a bundle in Greece. Did actually win at Yarmouth as well in October, but two more recent runs off the high all weather mark. I think plenty to find there. And Gabrielle's Kaka, first run for New Yard, that might help, but has been pretty out of form since the summer. Got to be questions at present. You know, I mean, I think this is for Gloria Paris to really grasp and take home, and really ought to.
Glory of Paris, then, the selection in that 5.55 race at Newcastle goes to Tom's earlier pick of Little Choosy, two potentially to follow up at Gosford Park on Thursday night. Don't forget you can hear all of the action live on Racing Radio from 12.20 with James Moman, Leona Mayer and Craig Forsyth in the studio for Market Raising Ludlow and Wincanton, plus that aforementioned meeting at Newcastle. Tom, thank you for that. Pleasure as always, and enjoy it on Thursday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.